I keep meaning to do more of these audio blog things. Oops. This is partly because, well, I like the sound of my own voice, something which lots of people could tell you, but mostly because I'm fascinated by the medium. It seems such a much better way to do the sort of daily wibbling, help my life is a mess type stuff than the standard text thing, because it doesn't contain any links, which is the main problem with audio blogs. I mean, I could say, today I was wandering around and I discovered my radio weblog, which I set up last September, which is at http://radio.weblogs.com/0114016/, and you'd not have the faintest idea how to get there, because this is an audio blog and therefore doesn't do the automatic highlighting of links thing that, well, Textile does so well for Aquarionics and Epistula and Clind and currently, well, basically Textiles in most of the systems that I'm developing at the moment, with the sole exception of Gigs, which is the thing that I'm actually being paid to develop. Today, I was being paid to develop Gigs. Today, I have succeeded in doing the login stuff for Aquarionics, finishing off the search thing, doing two different audio blog entries, applying for jobs. I have, to be fair, also done the thing that I was being paid for. Just not all of it, and I'm going to feel guilty for that. And I will finish it probably tomorrow morning. I've done the first 90%, it's now the second 90% that I've got left to do. This is how development works. Yes. The problem with... The good thing about blogs is that I can stop talking or stop typing for a little while and think, what the hell am I going to say next? And so I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say next. Well, firstly, the redesign. The redesign is not coming on as promised. Having used the current design, I still like the tabs. I'm sorry, all those who don't actually like the little fadey tabby things, but I do. I'm less enamoured with the left-hand sidebar and the fact that it requires 800 pixels wide and other things about it. So it's probably going to change as soon as I get my graphics thing stuff back. On top of that, somebody, and this I found really, really amusing, some random Japanese person has started bandwidth leeching from me, which means that they are linking to one of the pictures in the gallery as their background for their personal I am single, please date me thing. This I was fairly upset about, and then so I sort of replaced the entire image with one of an animated lemming. This appears to have gone down very well. I'm resisting the urge to replace the image with something like hardcore porn, something that will break their terms and conditions, until they actually get annoying. But it's, so far as I can tell, it's only been up a day, and I've had 98 visitors from it, which is more than I got from Caveat Lecter and Burning Murder combined. Although not than I got for random searches for really, really random things. For some reason, my website is a high match for candle torture. I have never tortured a candle in my life, but I'm apparently a world-renowned Google expert on how to torture candles. In summary, the internet scares me, and this is Nicholas Aquarian Aphanol signing off and going to bed and hoping he doesn't think about candle torture.